Good morning. For those of you who don't know who I am, my name is Ben Libby, and it's my first year here at ILC in the seminary, and we'll begin our chapel this morning with a prayer. Let the words of our mouths and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Amen. It'd be very inappropriate if I got up here and I didn't have anything to say. Imagine how uncomfortable the gym would be if at chapel the speaker didn't have anything to say to you. Maybe the speaker did have something to say, but he was so overcome with fear of public speaking that he just mumbled and fumbled his way through his message in a way that no one could understand him. The Word of God is the most important message in the world, and yet sometimes this fear takes us as well. And those who need to hear what God has to say don't hear it. Today we read from Exodus chapter 4, starting at verse 10. Then Moses said to the Lord, O my Lord, I am not eloquent, either before nor since you have spoken to your servant. But I am slow of speech and slow of tongue. So the Lord said to him, Who has made man's mouth? Or who makes the mute, the deaf, the seeing, or the blind? Have not I the Lord? Now therefore go, and I'll be with your mouth, and teach you what to say. But he said, O my Lord, please send by the hand of whomever else you may send. So the anger of the Lord was kindled against Moses. And he said, Is not Aaron the Levite your brother? I know that he can speak well. And look, he is coming out to meet you. When he sees you, he will be glad in his heart. Now you shall speak to him and put the words in his mouth. And I will be with your mouth and with his mouth. And I will teach you what you shall do. Here we have Moses, who was called to lead the Jews, God's chosen people, whom the Messiah would be born to, out of the land of Egypt and into the promised land. The Lord had revealed himself to Moses at Mount Horeb with the miraculous sign of the burning bush. God told him that he heard the cry of the people, and now was the time that they should be rescued from Egypt. God sent Moses to Pharaoh to bring my people out of the Israelites out of Egypt. Well, what was the response of Moses, this chosen leader? Who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and bring the Israelites out of Egypt? Moses had doubted himself from the start. God kept on assuring him, I'll be with you. But Moses kept on finding excuses. What if they don't listen to me? Suppose they question me. What if they don't believe that God is with me? We can see ourselves in the excuses of Moses here. We have been issued the Great Commission to preach the gospel to all nations, and yet we have similar excuses. What if we don't know what to say? Please send someone else, anyone else but me, Lord. God was with Moses. God is with us. And still we cower behind our own faults rather than speaking the gospel in boldness. Verse 10 again. Then Moses said to the Lord, O my Lord, I am not eloquent either before nor since you have spoken to your servant, but I am slow of speech and slow of tongue. This excuse is very relatable for me personally, and many times my sinful nature wants to hide behind this excuse as well. What, me? Oh no, I can't do it. Let someone else speak. No, not me, I'm no good. Well, maybe not all of us are that eloquent. Maybe we don't all have the words to say. But the beauty of preaching God's word is it's God's words. Not our own. Our message isn't our own ideas or our thoughts. The word is better than that. It's God's perfect message. We are simply the vessels that carry it. In the book of Hebrews it says, The word of God is living and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of soul and spirit and of joints and marrow, and is discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. The power of God's message isn't how eloquently we speak, but thankfully, it is the power of the Holy Spirit who works through that word into the soul. We have no reason to be afraid. God reminded this to Moses, who gave man his mouth? Who makes him deaf or mute? Who makes him blind? Is it not I, the Lord? Moses was worried about his mouth in the presence of the one who created it. God gives the ability to speak and to hear. Why wouldn't he bless the preaching and teaching of his word? We need to speak up, either in a possible evangelism opportunity or someone who needs to hear the message of law and gospel. When we don't, we aren't trusting in our God. We put the emphasis on ourselves. It becomes more of a, oh, I can't do it, rather than God will help me. We have the reasons to preach, but we shouldn't be motivated by excuses or what not to do. We should be motivated. What should be the motivating force behind our message? Jesus told us to go, therefore, and to preach. We want to do what Jesus told us. Why? Not by some way of gaining favor or brownie points from God, but rather, we follow Christ's will out of love. It was the love of God that saved the world. The love of God didn't leave us in our state of sin, death, and trespasses. It is the love of God that led Jesus to lay down his life for us. God told Moses that he would be with him. Jesus dying for the sin of the world is the ultimate way of God being with him and with us. Just as God backs a trembling, unsure Moses at Mount Horeb, he also backs us today. We have no legitimate excuses for God. The only thing we have for God is a loving and grateful attitude for what he did for us. When God gives us a job to do, we do it out of gratitude. Whatever the job is, preaching, teaching, evangelism, giving thanks, supporting the public ministry, all of these things we do out of a thankful heart. We don't need to worry about our weaknesses. God has called you. Do not respond by saying, we're not worthy, but rather respond out of a loving, thankful attitude and gladly say, here am I, send me. God called Moses to lead his chosen people. He knew what he was doing, even though Moses thought it was a bad idea. God knew the right thing to do was to call him. God knows what our future is. He has a plan for us. We might not think we are capable or able, but God's will be done. Trust in God, preach his word, have a loving attitude, and know, Emmanuel, God is with us. Amen. Today we're going to close with hymn 507, first four verses, 507.